Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Hey, Susie, you look a little tense.
Well, you're a hit with the senoritas, Paul.
I'm not.
Him, fire!
Bienvenue, Canada. Welcome. Gone dine, Iceland. Heave ho, me lovelies. I hate Paul Moth, je m'appelle, I am. On today's show, the flashy threads of post-colonial dictators. Youngsters get a smoking lesson as we celebrate Newfoundland industry and much Canadian palaver about an absent Newfoundland noise. All this for you, with me, on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
The long descent beneath the BCN building to the audio archive, the vault, where ribbons of aging acetate trap time as an ancient moth is trapped in amber.
Very clever, Paul. One of these days, your name will be on Jam Crocs.
Long the gatekeeper to this tomb of tape, Ishlundrigan, director of radio here at the BCN, and so, my boss, I am your humble servant.
Yeah, as if.
Ish, I understand you have some archival tape of the Newfoundland beat poets to share?
No, Paul. Today, two pieces
Well, what about the beats?
I'm still looking.
Geez, Ginsberg bought it in April. Now Burroughs is gone. Tape's not going to have any resonance.
I believe I run this segment.
Aye, aye, sir. What moldy relic have you for us today, then?
Wartime tape from the secret intelligence facility at Cape Frios.
Huh?
Yes, Paul, the hush-hush happenings at Lumsden Park.
Not the giant vacuum tubes up Bonavista North.
The same. The heart of a monstrous broadcasting center operated by the BCN, dedicated to demoralizing the enemy.
What? You're saying that these broadcasts from Cape Frios actually reached Germany?
Reached all points in occupied Europe.
Wow.
The mast of the transmitter stood a precarious 300 feet, with six big 400 cubic yard Tucker Royce tubes behind it, all powered with a 60,000 watt Raytheon battery.
Must have been a sight to behold.
The works were so powerful, the Germans couldn't even scramble it. Birds flying in front of the signal had dropped from the sky, fully cooked. Here's one of the first broadcasts with our own Walter Pilgrim at the mic.
Deine Schnitzel ist zwei wie Leiter. Du bist Fischlich und deine Mutter sieht ist schwierig komisch an.
Wow, Ish. That's awful.
Well, there were a few bulbs that had to be ironed out. It was only a pilot, Paul. If they'd given us a chance. But no, British intelligence had to step in and they installed their own team under the direction of Colonel Rupert Rothbury Snell.
A heavy hitter, was he?
A veteran of Bletchley Park and Cambex. He was a master of the art of black propaganda. His approach was much more sophisticated. Rothbury sent out a simulated BBC signal.
Why would the Germans be listening to the BBC?
No, most Germans would try and sneak away and tune into the Beeb on Friday nights, hoping to hear performances by great German entertainers who had fled the Nazi regime.
More Chevalier, Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, anyway. Well, this is a tape from the popular BCN program Appointment with Destiny, 1953, I believe. Rothbury and Brigadier General Sir Harley Pennington Wrote Stiffly, the second Earl of Barley, were explaining how the wartime setup worked.
Well, it was jolly primitive when we first arrived. I could just hear Jerry laughing at the broadcasts. Then one day I got this absolutely wizard notion.
Mm-hmm.
Produce a show which alleged to originate from a prisoner of war camp. Simple business, really. Rang up the old gang at the Cambridge Dramatic Society. Bloody good time we had up there in the makeshift studio at Lumsden.
Mm-hmm.
Demoralizing old Fritz, that was the name of the game.
Aim! Fire!
Right you are, General.
Yes.
Well, perhaps we'll just listen to one of the programs, shall we?
Oh, yes, you have one.
Well, folks, it's Friday night here at POW Camp 23, overlooking the seaside here in beautiful Blackpool. And it's time for a beer hall! Yes, the Pilsner's flowing tonight. And later, Marlene Dietrich will drop by, along with Kurt Weill and the band. But first, here's a happy prisoner. What's your name, son?
I am Otto Holzapfelkreuz from Tutzing.
And how do you like your internment so far, Otto?
Oh, it's great, yeah. I'm having a good time.
Any messages for the lads back home?
Oh, yeah. It is schön warm here in England. Und es gibt viele süße Mädchen.
And who is this buxom Fraulein?
I am Inge Rüdler, a Red Cross nurse from Mannheim.
I'll bet you are. Are you enjoying life at the camp?
The food is good, but there are so many girls. And not enough boys to satisfy our needs for love.
Don't you worry, Inge. There'll be more German boys along soon.
Well, that would give your sub-unterprivate shivering in the bowels second thoughts. Some frightfully good performances, too, if I do say so myself. Yeah. The role of Inge was played by the sensitive and great Kenneth Hortonberry.
Bloody brilliant.
Pucker chap, Kenny. Terrible thing. Staggered out in front of the transmitter pulse one night and never saw England again. LBW, I'm afraid.
What? The googly. Never has Harry Potter with so few lines produced so much drama.
Rum bit of business, General.
Rum! Hard drive! Through the covers! By God, we'll get the bastards!
Another forgotten drama of WW2.
More crucial to the war effort than most people know. Monty himself attributed his victory in Africa to the brave work of the Actors Corps.
Hmm. And what was Rothbury Snell doing here in 1953?
He knocked up a local girl and so stayed on after the war to run the BCN Public Relations Office in Gander.
What about Pennington Roach Stifley? What was his role?
Nothing really. He was shipped out to the colonies to spare the family embarrassment back home in England.
Well, Ish, thanks as always. Keep looking for the tape of those beat poets, and we'll see you again soon.
In the vault.
This Monday at 10, pay a visit to the information desk when University of the Air presents Dr. Dana Burton's Introduction to Library Science. The Joy of Reference, Put a Hold on This, and Mummy, What's a Card Catalog? Dr. Burton also looks at library administration in the current fiscal climate, outstanding fines and the use of goon squads, turning user data into direct marketing millions, and profitable things to do with those old books that nobody reads anymore. Lost in the stacks? Don't get all dewy-eyed and decimal about it. You're overdue for University of the Air's Introduction to Library Science. This Monday at 10 o'clock, only on BCN 520.
Owing to a funding opportunity offered by the Department of Development, Ormond Boudreaux Minister, the BCN is today inaugurating a series of profiles on industry in this province. We begin with a look at Sailor's Tobacco Company Limited. With its filter-tipped smokestack a landmark in the east end of St. John's, Sailor's Tobacco has been a part of the life and lore of this island for almost two centuries.
Cigarette, Ron?
Say... These aren't bugles.
No more bugles and gems for this smoker. I switched to the healthy, filtered smoke of Sailor's Mellow Deluxe.
But you're an old Navy man, Bill. You used to smoke Sailor's Twine Blend, I recall.
Yes, but now I get all the flavor I want with the medicinal, throat-soothing action of the new asbestos filters.
A very modern smoke indeed, Bill.
And for only pennies extra a puff.
That's keeping up with the time.
A sailor's ad on the BCN, circa 1950. I'm on the rolling and cutting room floor of the Sailor's Tobacco Manufactory in the heart of the old town. And joining me is Don Harvey, head of Sailor's Public Relations.
Glad to see you down here, Paul.
Everywhere we look, Don, the tobacco industry is on the run, but not Sailor's.
No, we're expanding, and we've got a great relationship with the government and the public.
How do you do it?
Well, firstly, we're not a cigarette company.
No?
No, we're a natural food processor.
Oh, come on, Don, convince me.
No, our tobacco is grown organically right here in the Codroy Valley, then aged and re-dried in our own fermentation sheds where it gets that healthy Sailor's aroma. Here, just have a whiff of this Twine Blend.
Hmm.
Oh,
I must admit, it's wonderfully scented.
And, of course, the big appeal is the fact... Just come along here with me, Paul. The fact that every sailor's cigarette here is individually hand-rolled.
Yes, by a room full of robust, cinnamon-skinned women, who, if my ears do not deceive, are Cuban of origin.
That's right. Unfortunately, the art of hand-rolling died out in Newfoundland shortly after Confederation, and we've had to bring in outside workers. This is Melania.
Hola.
You'll notice how each one is rolled across the thigh to uniform perfection, and sheathed by deft, quick fingers in superfine vellum, gently moistened and finished off with a twirl.
This one's for you.
Oh, well, honey, if only I still smoke.
Well, you're a hit with the senorita's paw.
Yeah, well, Cuban women, let's just move along, shall we?
No.
What
no.
about these cigarettes in here, Dom? What's going on in here?
Not through there. This way, please. That's...
Now, Don, this perfumed world of organic tar and nicotiana nice is all well and fine for adults making an informed choice, but what about the accusations that sailors has been targeting kids?
Oh, absolutely ridiculous.
So you won't mind if we just have a listen to this new ad?
Not at all.
Hey, Susie, you look a little tense. It's Thursday and nobody has asked me to the dance. Here, chill out with the cadet.
Yes, young women look more sophisticated and become more popular when they smoke Sailor's Cadets.
Hey, Susie.
Hey, Hunk. I mean, Hank.
Hey, you want to go to the dance?
Smoke, Hank?
Coach says I shouldn't, but hey, maybe just one.
With the smooth, enticing taste of Cadets, you'll never stop at one. Cadets, for the now crowd.
Sailor's Cadets, now available in an affordable mini pack.
Cadets? Let's face it, you can read anything into an ad. And in the current climate of knee-jerk anti-smoking zealotry, people are paranoid and just wildly interpreting any and every piece of tobacco company promotional material as an appeal to children and women. Besides, Sailors has sponsored the Children's Dreamathon since 1950.
Unquestionably, the most tasteful and touching charity event I've ever had the honor of hosting.
Exactly. So you know yourself that children's health has been more than a concern at Sailors. It's been a crusade.
Well, thank you so much for this insight into the tobacco industry of tomorrow, Don Harvey.
More than welcome. Oh, I almost forgot. I've got some complimentary cartons for the crowd down at the station. Still a few smokers, are there?
Oh, yeah.
And some company keychains and tickets to the game and...
Ye fellas smoke tobacco, come pity my case. I'm here on this island without a damn taste. Surrounded by ice and encompassed with snow, in search of that weed I don't know where to go. May the great God of heaven have pity on I, and send me some baccy, or else I will die. 'Tis 6 weeks or better since I had a draw, and I can't remember when I last had a chaw. Ye fella smokes tea, well ye better beware, for it is very scarce and most damnable dear. And to my opinion, a good cup of tea would suit you far better than to smoke it away. Now them that smokes must the worst robbers of all, goes away with their bags picking that in the fall. If they'd leave it alone, sure to keep their house tight, but they're only just making a fool of the pipe. Now I can't smoke the trash I see some people smoke, such as with rod and shavings and strands of old rope. For some they do say wax it is good to chaw, but it loosens your teeth, puts a kink in your jaw. If the wind veers northeast, then the ice it will go, and we'll all get some baccy, St. Peter's I know. Every man with his tavern stuck out of his gob, and to hell we'll shove shaven, spruce rind, and withrot.
Anita Best, with the Tobacco Song from her newly released album, Cross-Handed. We were floored by the reaction of faithful mainland listeners who tuned in for a new season of The Great Eastern last week and found it wanting, in that there was no What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. People said things like, our worst fears about The Great Eastern have been confirmed, caller barking like a dog. This is the greatest betrayal of a nation by any broadcaster ever. Words fail me, letter stained with tears. BCN has stooped to a new level. Strong words and sentiments all, our listeners have spoken. But your outrage, while well-meaning, is totally misplaced. Despair no longer, the noise is back. First, let's hear the newest possible noise from Newfoundland, and then the story. Hollis Duffett, if you would be so kind. Oh, that sounds so good. There it is, fresh out of the box. As promised, here's the story. Once That Noise was taken off the air in June when it came under a cloud of, it was just another of the scandals of the black summer of 97, I'm afraid. A brutal time here in the Happy Province. In May, under the direct sponsorship of Drodge Family Motors, we offered a new expensive prize for guessing the noise from Newfoundland. A handmade, fully loaded, luxury automobile, the 1997 Drodge Phallus. Now, the sound was guessed in the first week it was on the air. Drodge coughed up the Phallus. We took the presentation photos, shook hands, and gave away the keys. We put a new noise on the air, and again, the noise was guessed in the first week. Well, we sensed a pattern. Then an unnamed employee, okay, it was Tommy Codner, was seen rolling up in front of Shea Ed, our trendiest eatery, in a fancy 97 Drodge fitted with all mod cons. Now remember, this guy was only a technician here at the BCN. No offense, Hollis.
None taken, Paul.
Tommy allegedly had passed both secret sounds to family members over a game of cards. His payoff was one of the cars. Well, this misadventure cost him his job. It cost us Drodge's sponsorship. The ensuing lawsuits have clogged the courts here for months, and the contest has been in limbo. We've learned our lesson, though. We now know that radio shows should only offer modest prizes like mugs, complimentary books, or, in our case, an unpretentious but traditional Great Eastern T-shirt. So the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest is back. So, person of sound, Hollis Duffett, once again, let's hear the new commotion. There we are. Now, if you think you know what that sound is, write us immediately at What's That Noise from Newfoundland, care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or email us. Our electronic address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN community announcements. The music teachers of Newfoundland conclude their annual meeting in St. John's with a full weekend of activities. This afternoon at the UNSJ Music School, Japanese visionary Yamaguchi Gumi demonstrates new teaching methods, including kimioto, the taping of fingers to the keys, and nagagita, the scary instructor technique. Tonight, Winifred Powell, England's bawdy bird of the ivories, entertains delegates with the raucous and ribald. That's at the Tiki Meow Lounge of the Hotel Palmer Hotel until 2 a.m. Due to a fire and subsequent switching problems at the Mount Sio Exchange, many customers of St. John's Telephone shared party lines this week. Friendships, sometimes intimate, resulted, and there has been a call for a face-to-face get-together. Any Rabbit Town and higher-level customers in the 743 and 598 exchange who wish to meet are invited to the lobby of St. John's Telephone on Garrison Drive tomorrow at noon. A mix-up at the face-painting booth during last weekend's peace picnic on the Fenian grounds has had unexpected results. Parents who find the paint difficult to remove are advised that the pigment, while entirely safe, has an aloe base and is not water-soluble. Parents with concerns can call the Peace Line at 555-5238. Those are some community announcements from the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, serving the island for over 60 years.
From points around the globe, they have returned to serve our panel on political culture. To my far right, pundit, pollster, and spinmeister, J. Richard Kandau.
Paul.
Close to my left, fellow traveler and host of BCN's show trial, Ariel Flint.
Hi, Paul.
And having car troubles on the Cape Breton Highlands is Val Manis Chair in Political Economy at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's, Carl Johnson. Well, J. Richard, your latest gig, the political rehabilitation of Mobutu Sese Seko, has come to an early end.
Yes, it's a great loss for Africa, Paul. Zaire weeps for Mobutu.
Oh, spare us. There is no one in the Congo or anywhere for that matter who has a good word to say about Mobutu.
That's a lie!
Okay, I'll admit he was a natty dresser for a despot.
Yeah, I love that jacket. In the leopard skin thing. Yeah, yeah. Ariana, you're back from your Southam Fellowship Summer at the U of T.
Yeah, Paul, it was great to be in Ontario again. Mike Harris has done so much to revitalize the left.
How many times did I tell him, Mike, do not show your hand in the first term? Now he wants to be loved, and I hate to say this, but the man's golf game, his bread and butter, it's going.
Yeah, unlike the prime minister who scheduled the federal election so his game wouldn't suffer.
Well, what can I say? You know, one guy's the prime minister. The other
guy's Upper Canada's biggest tool.
Hey, ever meet John Godfrey?
But, Joe Richard, now, some good news for you. You've received an endorsement from Minister of Intergovernmental Affairs, Stéphane Dion, for Canada Liquidation 2000, your program to sell the country for scrap.
Yes, the fact
Dion
is,
Dion did not endorse Jay Richard's lunatic proposition.
But Jay Richard has issued a press release.
Yes, and does it say in there that he directly endorsed Canada Liquidation 2000? No! Stéphane Dion is simply saying that if Canada is divisible, then so is Quebec. And it's implicit, therefore, that so is the rest of the joint, with the possible exception of the new megacity.
The press release doesn't say implicit.
Because, Ms. U of T Fellowship, it's implicit.
That's right, it'd be explicit, Ariel.
So, we'll have the Republic of Flin Flon, free Chilliwack, even greater Gimli.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just chop the whole country up.
Hey, look at the Holy Roman Empire. Those guys were having a blast back then.
I don't know who is worse, the feds or the separatists. In defense of the small is beautiful campaign, Bernard Landry cites the case of Slovenia.
Yeah, point.
Yeah, there's something to aspire to, JR.
Well, I think you're a bigot. I think you're an anti-Slovenian.
I am not a
R2.
Bigot. I'm not.
R2.
I'm not.
Slovenia.
Please, creeps. There is lots of talk about No Holds Barred, John Crosby's political memoir.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Oh, well, I've got an advanced copy here.
Oh,
One at a time. F. Okay. Fetish, Shoe Mulroney. Finance, Fisheries, Florida Vacation, Flounder. Ah, Ariel Flint, page 147.
Give me that. The only NAC representative I could bear was Ariel Flint, a nice girl with a great ass. I always enjoyed appearing on her little program show trial.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
here,
Ariel.
What does it say about my ass? Cabal, cabinet idiots in, can-do reactor, Caitlin, capitalism. Hey, I'm not in here.
Nice girl.
Oh, there's been some kind of mistake.
If I might interject on a personal note, I think that what's being said about the Mulroneys is unfair.
But Crosby's big on the Mulroneys.
Yeah, I know, and that puzzles people. Well, the thing is, well, so they had a shoe thing going on. I mean, they're consenting adults. What's the diff?
Could someone check the index to see if I'm in there?
Oh, dream on, Johnson. There's not a chance.
Well, what do you know? Look, Johnson, Carl.
What?
Special advisor on retrofiscality, page 134 to 141. Task force on trade show interlocking, 186 to 189.
Pretty dry stuff there, Carl.
Well, actually, the trade show bits might be kind of racy. One time in a total.
Well, I'm sorry, folks, but we are totally out of time. I want to thank Ariel Flint and J. Richard Kanda for joining me here in the studio. And thanks also to Carl Johnson on the road somewhere in Cape Breton. I know that we'll all meet again real soon.
Bye, Paul.
Anybody have the number of a good mechanic in Glace Bay?
Coast to coast in Newfoundland. You're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Evidently, they're in Toronto right now, putting the final touches on their latest stage show. The self-proclaimed greatest rock and roll band in the world, the Rolling Stones. What is it about age? Does the brain not hear the body talking? We're all on the way out. Planned obsolescence is the human condition. What makes some of us think we can ignore the trail every other living thing has walked? What makes us imagine we are invincible? I remember telling them back in 72, I said, Mick, I said, it's over. Because even though I had a great time there, Altamont was a disaster for you guys. You've done your best work. You've brought the whip down. You're in danger of ripping yourselves off. Don't beat this thing black and blue. You might think you're hot stuff, but it's only rock and roll, Mick. Exile on Main Street, man, let that be your testament. It's an amazing musical statement. Your richest Croesus. You've got babes galore. Glory. Admiration, if not adoration. You've made your mark. How long do you think Charlie can go on doing this? Remember, this was in 72 I was saying this. Bass man Bill Wyman is gone, but Charlie's still on the stool. And Keith? Well, Keith has the blood and internal organs of Salim, a 14-year-old Pakistani boy, but that's another story. And they got Ron Wood on guitar. I mean, Ron Wood. I told Mick. Mick, I said, Ron Wood can't carry Keith's guitar pick. He might play a little bass, but don't let him hold a guitar, for God's sake. Did he listen? Does anybody ever listen? Well, I got to admit that hoped-for profits of over $400 million are some serious moss. I got to wonder about Mick and Keith and the lads. They have yet to realize they're just the new dinosaurs walking in the old dinosaur shoes. They used to play New York, San Francisco, Hamburg, Copenhagen. Now they're playing Norman, Oklahoma. And six whole dates in Canada. Six. I dare them to come to St. John's. I just dare them. Posers. The Rolling Stones MasterCard. And now their pension plan is on the road. Sponsored by Sprint, no less. Great Eastern screams out of the cannon live to you from the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland in St. John's. Our engineer today is Hollis Duffett. The director of radio at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. If you'd like to write us, be assured we'll read you. Our address is 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or you can e-us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. You can also hail our craft on the World Wide Web. Our homepage is in the art section at www.radio.cbc.ca. My name is Paul Moth, Shumps Sedna, and join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I am Erling Biggs, your award-winning weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections, purveyors of knobs to Newfoundlanders for over 50 years. Owing to a St. Matthew's Boy Scout fundraiser,